an initiative by Mayor Ron Wasnow to endorse a program designed to bring business-related immigrants to the city was rejected by City of Powell River Council. At the April 17 council meeting, Chief Administrative Officer Lisa Bhopalsingh said on March 4, there was direction from council to look further into the BC provincial nomination program. She said since then, staff have checked with other municipalities in this region that are part of the program. What we are talking about is the Provincial Nominee Program, which is an immigration program through the federal government, said Bhopalsingh. We are talking about one specific stream, which is the entrepreneur immigration stream. The city has, in the past, engaged in this. It was a staff decision to do that. Bhopalsingh said the report from staff was providing information for council's consideration as requested, and that it was up to council to decide if it would like staff to proceed further. She said it could cost in terms of staff time, and locally, the program has not shown great success with the entrepreneur immigration stream. We do know that the federal government and the provincial government have made some significant cuts, but again, this is the will of council, said Bhopalsingh. Wasnow said he was aware through Bhopalsingh that staff would have limited time to look at this issue. He said he has had 3 meetings with the provincial organization responsible, including with the director of the program. He also spent 2 hours in an online workshop for municipalities interested in seeing the benefits of this program. One of the things that came out of this was a referral to the mayor of Kimberley, said Wasnow. When I talked to the mayor of Kimberley, he was unequivocal about the important economic development that has been brought to Kimberley as a result of this program. Wasnow said there is a resident here who is certified and could do all the heavy lifting work required for an applicant to prepare the information. He said the prospective resident could give it to the city, which would involve less than an hour to provide to the provincial organization, which would then do the detailed analysis based on the work the consultant had done. Wasnow said secondly, the federal government has reduced the program, but what it has done is emphasize the importance of economic development for small communities. They are going to look at applications that are going to improve medical care within a community, and ones where entrepreneurs will come here, bring their money and invest in new businesses, said Wasnow. The mayor made a motion that the city re-engage with the provincial nomination program to allow the city to receive applications, which a consultant will process on the city's behalf at no cost. Councillor George Dowd said he has been looking at this item since councillors received the meeting agenda and economic development through immigration seemed to be a good idea, particularly if people with money are invited to invest in this area for things this area could use. Dowd said he liked the idea, but he hesitates to approve hiring a consultant to do things without having more of an in-depth report. He said it would be nice to know what it is going to cost the city before councillors agree it is a good idea. Wasnow said the city would not be hiring a consultant. He said the consultant lives here and they will prepare all the information for the applicant in a form which is consistent with what is used to provide information to the provincial government. It would probably take a maximum of 1 hour a month to receive the consultant's report and send it on to the provincial program, said Wasnow. Councillor Rob Southcott said he was interested in this program when it was first introduced here. He said there was one instance of success in the city. Southcott said what Wasnow described sounds like the services of an immigration lawyer. It sounds like we would get that service without having to invest in it, but I can't continue supporting this program on the basis of a city investment, because it was way more expensive to us than it proved to be of benefit, said Southcott. Councillor Trina Isakson said while there is a consultant here, it still requires the city to be involved with staff time as part of the nomination program. I'm a little bit concerned that referencing a local consultant means that perhaps in approving this, we are providing aid to business, which is against rules in the community charter, said Isakson. In theory, I support the provincial nominee program, but when I think about what is actually possible, and what is the best use of our time, I won't support this motion. Dowd said he would like to see a full report from staff before endorsing the program. Wasnow's motion was not endorsed by City Council. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.